بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله in the course of the year on most Sunday mornings after Fajr we revise the masnoon duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam some of the very important duas that Rasulullah sallam would make in the morning and the evening so we call it the morning and evening duas subah sham ki dua so throughout the year for a few years now After Fajr on a Sunday, because generally Sunday everybody is free, so they have the time. So we revise these duas so that every single day we could read these duas. And alhamdulillah, most of the brothers and sisters at home also are reciting these duas. Most of them know it by heart. Today again, for the benefit of those who may have not heard all these duas previously or don't know these duas, we'll revise these duas and we see how important these duas are. All these duas are extracted from Quran and Hadith. In the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is for our own protection, making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the various bounties Allah has bestowed upon us. For example, the dua I read now in the dua, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik, faminka wahdaka la sharika lak, falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. So whoever reads this dua, The meaning of this dua is, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik, O Allah, this morning, any ni'mat that I am enjoying, or any other person, it is only from you. Whatever bounty we are enjoying, faminka wahdak, it is only from you, Allah alone. La sharika lak, wallah, you have got no partners. Falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. So we are praising Allah. Allah, all praise belongs to you. All gratitude belongs to you. Whoever reads this dua in the morning, by reciting this dua once in the morning, then we have made haqq ada of the shukr for that day. In other words, gratitude is fulfilled for all the bounties with which one was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. And similarly, if you read this in the evening, obviously you won't say ma asbaha, ma amsa. The word amsa for evening, and asbaha for morning. So whatever ni'mat Allah has given us, we are making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَدْ أَدَّى شُكْرَ يَوْمِهِ ذَلِكَ The hadith says that the person has fulfilled the shukr of that day. So Allah ta'ala, all praise only belongs to Him. All shukr belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple dua, we must try and learn it inshallah. Then we will be fulfilling the shukr for the ni'mat of that day. Hazrat Abdullah bin Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala says, it was a very rainy, dark night. And we were in search of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we found him. So the moment we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Qul. So I said, what must I read? He said, Qul. Qul means read. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul huwa Allah wahad. And he read the three Quls. And he said, read this three times. تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ It will suffice you from everything. It will suffice you from everything. Ulama then explain, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ شَرِّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ This dua that you will read, the three quls, it is so powerful, so powerful, so powerful, it will suffice you from the evil of anything that's going to harm you. In other words, this dua will defend you. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali also mentioned from Allah Matibi Rahmatullah Ali, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ وِرْدٍ يُتَعَوَّدْ بِهِ See, for instance, if a person didn't read any other wazifa, he just read the three quls, you read it properly, three quls, then it will suffice from the other wazaif also. Sometimes a person is sick, he's traveling, he didn't have the time, he became preoccupied, whatever happened, but he read the three quls, inshallah it will suffice. And we must have yaqeen, that's the important thing. You must have yaqeen, just as when you go to the doctor and he prescribes some medication and you know, I'm going to get better with this, and you take it with such yaqeen and confidence, and you feel better even before coming out of the doctor's surgery. This is from hadith of Rasulullah. Which other wazifa can be more powerful than the wazifa that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught? We all ask, Mawlana, give some wazifa, give some ta'weez, give this, give... This is it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The greatest of all Anbiya alayhi muslim. Read those du'as which are masnoon. Masnoon means sunnat, which Rasulullah has taught us. Other wazifas you can read, but this is most important. And inshallah you will see, you will feel confident that no harm will come to you. Very important, all ulama say that with these du'as, you must refrain from sins. To get the full benefit of these du'as, you must refrain from sins. And we have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the three quls, Allah Abdullah bin Khubayb radiallahu said, the Rasul taught us this, takfika min kulli shay. And then, another du'a that Rasulullah SAW taught, A'udhu billahi sameen alim min ash-shaytan. Ma'qil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu said, the Rasul SAW taught us, whoever reads, A'udhu billahi sameen alim min ash-shaytan radiallahu anhu. I seek protection in Allah, the all-hearing, all-knowing, from shaitan the cursed. You read it, A'udhu billahi sameen alim min ash-shaytan radiallahu anhu, three times. Then, Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu, the last two ayats of Surah Hashr. Inshallah, we'll read these du'as now. So if you read this, then Allah Ta'ala deputes 70,000 angels to make du'a maghfirat for you for the day. You read it in the morning, right till the evening. Not one angel, 70,000 angels. Allah instructs them, did you make du'a for this banda? Allah must, that I must forgive him. If the person who recited it passes away during the day, he dies as a shaheed. You read it in the night, the same reward. 70,000 angels making dua in maghfirat for you. You pass away in the night, you die as a shaheed. Mawlana Umar Palunpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi Yusuf read this dua in the morning. And he says he will not do anything else. He won't even have his tea or breakfast until he doesn't put 70,000 angels on the job of making dua in maghfirat for you. Now all these are things for our benefit. So this is another dua. Then حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Abu Darda رضي الله عنه mentioned this hadith that Rasulullah SAW said, whoever recites this dua seven times in the morning, Allah Ta'ala will suffice him from all the worries of both the worlds. Who doesn't have worries? You want some lawyer to defend you. You want your parents to protect you. You want your friend to help you and suffice you from this work and that work. Here, Allah becomes sufficient for you. Whatever gham you have, whatever worry you have, Allah becomes sufficient for you of worries of not only dunya, akhirat also. Hasbi Allah. What does it mean? Allah is sufficient for me. Hasbi Allah. La ilaha illahu. Again, tawheed. There is no person worthy of worship, no deity worthy of worship beside Allah. Alayhi tawakkaltu. It is upon Allah Ta'ala that I put my full trust in. هو رب العرش العظيم. He is the Rabb of the great throne, the mighty throne. So these are some of the du'as. Then the du'as for protection of from all sicknesses, like there's a du'a protection from leprosy, blindness, insanity, paralysis. Very interesting. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah said, when dawn breaks and you perform your Fajr Salah, then recite the following dua four times. You'll be protected from insanity, from junoon, from leprosy, abras, from white liver and paralysis. This is mentioning amal yawm wa layla. Subhanallah al-azim wa bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then every person is worried about his family, protection of his family, his wealth, his property, his deen. Hazrat Maqil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu, again, he narrates that Rasulullah, oh, that once I expressed my fears to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over five things in my life. I feared that I would be misled or deviated from the sirat al-mustaqim. So he was worried about his iman, his deen. The second fear he had in his life, I feared that some illness will befall me. The third thing, I feared of my children and that they might suffer some deeni or worldly calamity. Then the fourth concern was my wife, that she mustn't suffer any physical or spiritual harm. And the fifth thing was, I was worried and concerned about the protection of my wealth, in case some loss comes over my property. After listening to my fears, Rasulullah said, read the following dua three times. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Whenever you have a fear, your children are gone overseas or they've gone somewhere and you worry they haven't come back, read this dua and tell you, I promise you, you'll feel such sukoon in your heart. Because now you have made tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, there are so many other duas. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of learning these duas, reciting. If you read it every single day, Inshallah, without the kitab, then you'll be able to read it, inshallah. You won't need the kitab even. Then we have the dua. Bismillah alladhi la yadhurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa wa huwas samii'ul 'aliim. Extremely, extremely powerful from against all harm. Bismillah alladhi la yadhurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa. I take the name of Allah. Nothing can harm me in the sky or the earth when I've taken the name of Allah. La yadhurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa wa huwas samii'ul 'aliim. So in the name of Allah, with His name, nothing can harm anything in the earth and sky, and He is all-hearing and all-knowing. This has been narrated by Aban bin Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. So he read this, and he should read this dua, and he narrated this dua. He narrates from his father that Rasulullah SAW said, whoever reads this dua, then Allah ta'ala will protect him from all harm. So what happens if a person comes to see him, and he sees that he's got a stroke? So he looks at him. So Aban bin Uthman radiallahu ta'ala realized why he's staring at him. Because he narrated this hadith and how he's got a stroke now. So he says, it so happened that this morning I forgot to read this dua. It doesn't mean if we forget to read the dua, it will happen to us. No. Point here is, Allah ta'ala creates sometimes a means. If Allah ta'ala wants some harm to come to us, then whatever we read, whatever happens, Allah has decided that harm to come, it will come. And there's some wisdom behind that harm coming. Allah is never a person or a dhat, a being that is going to be oppressive or harm us. Allah loves us. But sometimes some harm comes to us so that we become even more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that our gunas are forgiven. It's amazing. Sometimes a person, his life, outwardly he didn't live a very pious life. But suddenly he gets shahadat. So he becomes a shaheed. Ulama have explained from hadith that Allah Ta'ala wanted a certain level for him to reach. But his a'mal will not make him reach that level. So Allah gives him shahadat to then elevate his position to the level of martyrdom. Now all that is in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we think it's going to be difficult for us. Sometimes our child gets sick. Now all this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, we have to give the child strength, comfort, give it support. Read these du'as. See, nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu. Believe me. With due respect, with science and medicine, whatever. Even if a person has cancer. Even if a person has cancer. If a person is begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah answers his du'a, shifa is in Allah's hands, Allah will give him the cure. But you must have that yaqeen. Simple dua. If somebody is sick, what do you do? Ulama mashayikh say, read 7 times Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha, one of the names of Surah Fatiha is Surah Al-Shifa. The problem is we don't have that yaqeen. And do it with full yaqeen. 100 is, more will come. How many a person has a heart problem, but he dies through an accident, or some other cause. Somebody has got cancer, but he died a natural death. So different, this asbab. Maut comes with different asbab. And Allah has got different plans with the person. So the important thing is that we read these du'as and we continue reading them. Never lose hope. Never lose hope. I've seen so many young children. And it's difficult for a young child to have cancer, to have some bimari. Very difficult because they don't understand. An adult, he can understand. But a child sees other children playing. The first question the child will ask the mother and father, why I can't run like that child? Why can't I eat like those children? So you give the child, teach the child. Inshallah, if the parent, and remember a parent's dua is answered for the child. See, Allah is not bound by time. Doesn't mean we make dua now and straight away it must happen. If that happened, all of us would think we are walis of Allah. We are buzru karamat happen. Allah knows best. Allah knows when to give, how to give. So everything is Allah Ta'ala's control. Allah must not test us. We are very weak. We are very weak people. Allah protect me, protect all of us. If any person has got any bimari, read these du'as, read Surah Yasin, and give sadaqah. Sadaqah removes bala. Removes bala. So give sadaqah. After that, make tafweez. Tafweez means, I turn it to my Allah. He is the one, وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I become sick, He is the one who gives shifa. Yes, use the correct asbab. read all his dua, first turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg from Allah, give sadaqah, cry to Allah, then whatever the asbab has been made in this dunya, the correct asbab, use it. After that, now you make the feel, leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala wants to grant the shifa, Allah will give. If Allah ta'ala wants more will come. If Allah wants to give something better, Allah gives something better. But the point is, have conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will answer what was. People have suffering poverty. Person can't find a job. Person can't find a wife. Don't lose hope. Carry on begging and tapping on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got different things in store for us. A person never understands. When you did Surah Kahf last year in Tafsir, in Ramadan, last 10 nights, and one of the points was, when Khadir alayhi salatu salam was told to strangle that innocent little child's neck, and he strangled him to death, Musa alayhi salam could not understand, what are you doing? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his infinite knowledge, Allah knew that this child is going to grow up and cause his believing parents to become disbelievers. Now see, we cannot understand that. The brains that we have, we think we are very, very intelligent. These are minuscule brains, little brains. What is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu compared to our knowledge? We don't have anything. So we cannot understand. We cannot fathom the wisdom of Allah subhanahu. He is Hakim. Hakim is such that he will never do anything which is going to be causing harm to any person or doing something which is not even correct. Allah Ta'ala does everything 110% accurate. He's got wisdom. Allah loves us. Different people go through different tests. Believe me, almost every person has got some problem. If it's not sickness, it's a business problem, it's some social problem, some welfare problem, some different thing. People got depressions, people got waswasa problem, people got some fear, people can't eat food, people have got a heart problem, somebody got different things people are suffering from. So again, we make these du'as, inshallah, every day. I think this kitab should be available. So many others like this. Just read. If you can't read all, many people, mashallah, if you sit from the morning and take all the kitabs, too much to read. Ladies, mashallah, I think they read maybe more than us also. And they read every single du'a. Now, some of the masnoon du'as, with due respect, I've seen many people doing it. They take these du'as in the life of a Muslim. They start from one page to the other page, mashallah, it's excellent, very good. But in this dua, there's something not applying to you now. For example, I'm sitting here, dua for entering toilet, I'm reading the dua. Dua for coming out of the toilet, I'm reading the dua. So now you must be a little bit intelligent and choose the duas. And this Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, he had selected these duas, morning, evening duas, was years ago when he came. And almost every single day, in that majlis used to be Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damar Barakatuhum, many, many great ulama. And Hazrat, you should read this dua, and all of us, you should read the dua after him. For every single day, for that entire safar. Until we printed the kitab, and then we started learning it, and then we continue. Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib also comes, same thing. These duas are masnoon duas, inshallah. Those of you who need to go, you can carry on. Those who are going to remain behind can remain. You will just read this dua study, inshallah. But try and learn it. We have these last 10 days, especially those brothers in Itikaf. Find this dua kitab and learn this dua, inshallah. It will be beneficial for us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته
سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته
سميك شرط ذكر إن شاء الله.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ہمارے گناہوں فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله give us توفیق of reading all our duas every single day يا الله يا الله the duas that Rasul Pak taught us يا الله grant us protection my الله remove our difficulties my الله يا الله there are so many معصوم children my الله who are suffering different type of diseases my الله Ya Allah, shifa is only in your hand, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are fasting, my Allah. The dua of a fasting person is accepted, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read our fajr, my Allah. We read our dhikr, we made our duas, my Allah. We have raised our hands now, my Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is suffering any type of disease, my Allah, or sickness, or ailment, my Allah, give that person complete shifa, my Allah. Especially, my Allah, those masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, your khazanas are full, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah, especially those who have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, just yesterday before iftar, somebody came and told me he's diagnosed with cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, give him complete shifa, all those, my Allah, who have got heart problems, different type of sicknesses, my Allah, in hospital, at home, my Allah. Some have underwent operations, some are still going for operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ash-Shafi, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have full conviction in you, my Allah. Grant each person complete shifa. Ya Allah, give us shifa of our zahir and batin, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all those diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever problems we have, my Allah, we have got different worries and sorrows and grief and hardships and musibat, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. So many mothers and sisters are suffering at home, my Allah. So many brothers are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is parejan, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this Mubarak days have commenced, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight will be the very first odd night, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Take out the laziness from our lives, my Allah. Help us to exert ourselves in your ibadah solely for your pleasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the angels descend upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them make salam to us, my Allah. Grant each one of us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab to bahut kamzor hai, my Allah. We don't have the strength to awake, to be awake the entire night, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our i'tikaf easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our ibadat, my Allah. Create muhabbat, my Allah. Unity, my Allah. Ya Allah, let there no be happen, no problems at all, my Allah, in any masjid, my Allah. There must be no mishap, my Allah. Ya Allah, there must be no problems at home or businesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you in these last few days of Ramadan to give us that bond with you, my Allah. Make us your ushaq, my Allah. Your lovers, my Allah. Ya Allah, we must be in a dhun, my Allah. Ya Allah, we must just be crazy in your love, my Allah. And we must give preference to your ta'at over every other thing, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat and ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give us maut and iman, my Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kosher water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah, to make all our program beneficial, my Allah. Full of sincerity and ikhlas, my Allah. Protect us from show and riyah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make many, many people benefit, my Allah. Ya Allah, so that we can connect to you, my Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.